The great father and son, alayhi salam. The great father and son, alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Great Father and Son. In this program, we talk about the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Sayyidina Ismail, alayhi salam. Inshallah, today we'll be in specific talking about the construction of Ka'batullah, which was made by both the Great Father and Son. Be with us from startled and immense amount of knowledge and inshallah, very informative piece of history we'll be sharing with you. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge onto others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Respected viewers, as I earlier said today, insha'Allah, we'll be talking about the construction of a Kaaba, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the books of history that Kaaba constructed by Prophet Adam alayhi salam remained till the flood in the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. At the time of the flood, it was raised to the heavens, subhanAllah. Thereafter, the area where the Kaaba was seen separate from the entire earth like a high dune but without a building. People used to visit this place and they had this yaqeen, this belief that du'as were accepted at that very place where there was Kaaba before. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to take Prophet Ismail alayhi salam with him and construct the Kaaba. Allah Almighty showed its location by sending a cloud, subhanallah, so that the perimeters of the Kaaba could be determined through its shade. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam drew a line according to the shade. Allahu Akbar. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam dug this area to the extent that the foundation of the building constructed by Prophet Adam appeared alayhi salam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam then built it upon that same foundation. Prophet Ismail alayhi salam would bring rocks and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam would align them using mud. When the building was as high as the height of a human, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam needed something to stand on in order to continue the construction. Hence, he ordered Prophet Ismail alayhi salam to bring a rock that could be used to stand on and continue the construction work. So, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam went to Mount Abu Qubais to search for the rock. On the way, he met Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, subhanAllah, chief of the angels, who said, "Let me direct you to two such rocks that came down to earth from paradise with Prophet Adam alayhi salam and are immensely blessed. Take them. One is for Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the other should be fitted into the corner of the Kaaba, subhanAllah, towards the right side of the door, so that whosoever does tawaf of this house starts by kissing it. Prophet Ismail alayhi salam brought the rocks one after the other. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam also came along and said to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, place this rock, meaning Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the black stone, in the corner of the Kaaba. Hence, he lay it in its place and started the construction work by standing on the other. During the construction, Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam also kept making the following supplication. And this supplication is mentioned in the Quran in these words.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, all-knowing. We learn from this dua that whenever you do any good deed, right? So what should you do? You should also make dua. Ya Allah, accept this good deed from us, as it is the way of Prophet alayhi salam. Now let's talk about Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the black stone. Originally, this stone was completely bright. It later turned dark. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Hajr al-Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim are two rubies from the rubies of paradise, whose light has been removed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he had not done so, they would illuminate everything between the east and west. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Hajr al-Aswad descended from paradise and was whiter than milk. Then it turned dark by the sins of the children of Adam. Respectfully, the rock on which Prophet Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam stood on to construct the Kaaba was made steamed by the Lord Azza wa Jal, such that he commanded that it be made a place for salah. It is stated in the Holy Quran in these words.
وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O Muslims, make the station of Ibrahim a place of prayer. SubhanAllah. Speaking of this, making Maqam Ibrahim a place of salah is desirable, mustahab. There is also the opinion that the salah referred to in the verse are the two necessary wajib units of salah that are offered after the tawaf of the Kaaba. Furthermore, we learn from this verse that a rock which the feet of the Prophet came into contact with was granted such respect. SubhanAllah. What then can be said regarding the greatness of Allah Almighty's Prophets? Respect for them is given regard even in worship. For example, Maqam Ibrahim is to be respected while offering salah, for salah has to be offered while keeping it in sight and standing near it. There are also other proofs showing that the honor of the Prophet alayhi salam can be observed from salah. One example is how we address the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam during salah. Send peace and blessings, salawat, durud upon him, and recite salat Ibrahimiyya, durud Ibrahimi. All Muslims know that sending salawat is a form of paying respect, and the command regarding it is also from it to be recited out of respect. Doing so without respect is inconceivable. Furthermore, Maqam Ibrahim also contains proof for honoring the relics of the pious. SubhanAllah. Speaking of this, it is a stone, right? Why it is sacred? The reason it came from the paradise. But SubhanAllah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Another distinction that it holds because it was blessed to be touched with the blessed feet of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. This connection, this nisbat has made it sacred and blessed. Allahu Akbar. And such status, the believers, they have been commanded to make Maqam Ibrahim place of their worship. At Maqam, we should make our place of worship. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to do sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us to make that place as a place of worship, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called nisbat. This is called connection. We should have our relation, our connection, our nisbat with Anbiya Kiram, with Awliya Kiram, Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, the pious ones, righteous ones. Because this nisbat, this connection, this attachment, inshallah, Azzawajal, will become means of our forgiveness, means of our salvation, inshallah, the Day of Judgment. This is what we also learn from Maqam Ibrahim. Especially because once Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had constructed Ka'batullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Baytullah. Then he made certain supplications, he made certain du'as in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's learn what du'as did he make. Those du'as mentioned in the Holy Quran. Let's listen that first.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ.
O my Lord, make this city a sanctuary and grant sustenance of various fruits to its residents, those who believe in Allah and the last day. Prior to this, on one occasion, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam requested leadership for his children, and he was told that it would not be granted to the unjust. This is why when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam made the above supplication, it specifically mentioned for sustenance to be granted to the believers. Allah Almighty answered his supplication and told him that although sustenance will be given to both believers and disbelievers, the disbelievers' sustenance is limited, for it will only be given to them in this world. Allah Almighty stated in the Quran.
وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. He, meaning Allah, said, "And whosoever is a disbeliever, I will also let him take some benefit, that I shall force him towards the punishment of the fire. It is most terrible place of return." Respectfully, the acceptance of the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam for an abundance of sustenance in Mecca can be witnessed by everyone today. Plenty of fruits and foods from all around the world are available in Mecca al-Mukarramah. The second supplication, which Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam made after the construction of the Kaaba, is as:
رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O our Lord, keep both of us obedient and make from our children a nation that is obedient to you, and show us the ways of worship and bring your mercy upon us. Indeed, only you are the most accepting of repentance and the most merciful. Subhanallah. Both honorable personalities supplicated that they be obedient and subservient to Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Speaking of this, did you notice the point here? The dua which was made, Allahu Akbar, Both these great personalities who are prophets for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are ma'asumeen. They do not commit sin. Allahu Akbar. But yet they are making dua. Dua is that they may be obedient and subservient to Allah Almighty. Despite the fact they already possess these qualities, nonetheless, the supplication was made so that they could be increased further in their obedience, worship, sincerity, and excellence in matters of religion. The Holy Kaaba and its proximity are places of acceptance. To supplicate and repent here is the way of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is what also we learn, subhanAllah. In the surroundings of Kaaba, near Kaaba, in the proximity of Kaaba, du'as are accepted. That was the reason Sayyidina Ibrahim made du'a there. Moreover, we come to know that learning the method of worship is also sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's why he made du'a and show us the ways of worship. So we should also ask this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can learn the ways of worship and we can perform worship in the best manner possible. And respectively, if we do not learn how to worship, that's also something which makes our worship fruitless. How can we worship properly? If we don't learn how to worship, then how will we be able to worship properly? So ilm is very important. And that's why I say that Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala and has narrated that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, learning knowledge is obligatory for every Muslim. This is fard upon us. We have to learn the method of worshipping, how to worship, and what are the forms of worship. This is fard upon us. We need to seek knowledge and then perform worship accordingly. The third dua which Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this.
رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Our Lord, and send within them a messenger from among them who recites to them your verses and teaches them the book and profound knowledge and purifies them. Indeed, you are the predominant, the most wise. This application of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was regarding Prophet of the End Times. It was answered, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam was born amongst the descendants of these two noble personalities. Every word of this supplication regarding Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was accepted, answered by Allah Almighty. Hence, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born amongst a believing group in Mecca. He came as a messenger. He was given the book. He recited its verses and taught it to the Ummah. He granted wisdom. He purified people's inner self and informed them of divine secrets. SubhanAllah. Spectators, and the fourth supplication of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is as.
رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضلل كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم.
O my Lord, make this city a sanctuary and keep me and my sons protected from the worship of idols. O my Lord, indeed they, meaning idols, have misguided many people. So whosoever follows me is indeed of me. And whosoever disobeys me, then indeed you are most forgiving, most merciful. This supplication was also answered, and Allah Almighty made Makkah secure and protected from it being a deserted place. Allah Almighty made this city sacred, a haram in which no human's blood be shed, no one be wronged, and vegetation may not be cut. Keep in mind that a Prophet are ma'soom. They were protected from committing any form of shirk or all sins. Keep in mind that as Prophets are ma'soom, infallible, they were protected from committing idolatry and all sins. The supplication which was made by Prophet Ibrahim alayhis salam was to show humility, humbleness, and express before Allah Almighty that he is still dependent upon his grace and mercy, despite being made infallible. Nasr. In respect to this very famous dua, which is the fifth dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam. Many of us, we remember even by heart and we pray in our salah. Let's listen.
رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب.
Oh my Lord, make me an establisher of the prayer and my progeny too. O Lord, accept my supplication. O Lord of ours, forgive me and my parents and all Muslims on the day when accountability will take place. What a beautiful, comprehensive and jami'a dua. Allah Almighty had informed Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam that some people will be disbelievers. Therefore, he supplicated that some of his descendants keep salah established and preserved. SubhanAllah. Scholars have said that in this verse, parents refer to the biological parents of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, both of whom were believers. This is why Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam supplicated for them. This is the knowledge prophets are granted. Allahu Akbar. They know what to ask and what not to ask. Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, today we learned about the construction of Kaaba, we learned about Maqam Ibrahim, and we learned various du'as which were made by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to learn from their seerah, and we also make these du'as, we learn these du'as, and we should also keep on asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also make dua for our children. They establish salah. We should make dua for their character. We should make dua they become noble and pious ones. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Respect viewers, that's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of the program, The Great Father and Son. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The great father and son عليهما السلام. The great father and son عليهما السلام.